This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's showtime, folks!
This is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I still think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration, but not for me, and I was sending people.
Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys for the overtime 1 year. Special extravaganza, Electric Boogaloo 2. It's overtime. We've been here for 1 year total, officially. Mentioned it obviously yesterday that today was going to be the 1 year anniversary of me and Tucker on overtime together. August 3rd, 1 year ago today, we met each other in person for the first time. Never even had a conversation in person.
And then we just had to walk in here and do it.
And pretend we like each other for a year straight.
Pretty much. It's still trying. Still trying. You keep referring to this as an anniversary, which works. I think of it as more of like a birthday.
See, I tweeted out a
I want presents.
No, I tweeted a birthday pic. I asked you, what are you getting me? And you said, oh, nothing.
No. See, I'm not getting you.
I'm too good for that.
I'm not getting you anything.
I almost brought you a lamp, mister.
I'm not getting you anything. You're not getting me anything. Everybody else gets us stuff because it's our birthday.
I only got one like on the tweet I put out talking about our happy birthday special.
They can't even throw you a like for our birthday?
No. Shout out Will Ford, one of the few people
shout out that guy.
Who likes every single one of my tweets I put out. I appreciate
it. You need a Twitter hype man. I've got a couple. I'll tweet something just absurd, just stupid. It was like one or two, and I'm like, thanks, guys. I know you didn't think it was funny either.
1 year down.
We've done it.
We made it.
We did it. I'm retiring at the top of my game. I turn the mics off.
Leaving
we go
at
home.
The peak.
Yeah.
Leaving at the peak. I mean, we really have come to the top of the game. Check the numbies.
I mean, check them.
Check the stats. As people say.
Numero uno.
By one single demographic or number, we are numero uno. We are the best ones here. Best in the office. No, I kid. Shout out to, go ahead and get, real quick, not sentimental, but a little serious right here, and go ahead and give my proper shout outs and dues as I believe I should. Shout out Tanner Carson.
Shout out.
For being nice enough to, let you come on to the show. Let me, when I was still 17, but a young lad 2 years ago, and come and produce on Overtime and get that nice
Tanner
bond.
Was there when we first met over voice, over the radio.
When you were in Myrtle Beach and I was in here producing for you, and vice versa when you were in here and I was playing birthdays over the cellular device. But yeah, shout out TC for getting us in the studio together cooking. We would have never had this type of magic, if that's what you want to call it, without him. Shout out Nate Hodges for both giving us... I don't know if he technically hired you. He full-on hired me, and it was like he was the guy who I was the first intern for. So shout
John,
out Nate Hodges for
John
bringing
pulled
me in.
Old John Reed. We had our battle whenever the Chiefs and the Titans were in the AFC Championship game. Had some good times on Talk Sports.
That's when he knew you needed to go to overtime?
Yeah, because I was...
out of here.
I was honestly too nice to John. He came in the day after the AFC Championship game with a hoarse voice. You know, he couldn't speak. And looked pretty down. He was in the cold. He had to drive back. I just couldn't. I couldn't lay into him. I couldn't be mean.
It's also his show.
Exactly.
This one's still at least a little. It's a two-man game. Like I believe I'm like host on paper, but you are my co-host. You're not my producer. You're not my intern.
Right.
You're my co-host. You're my friend. You're my pal. You're my guy. We're in here together every day, so we can feed off each other. We can.
Right.
We know we can take the punches. John Reed's a little soft. I don't know if
he looked rough that day. Like. I had been, you know, going right at him every other day leading up to, but the look in his eyes, I couldn't. You know, I felt bad.
You can't beat a man with glasses.
No.
You can't beat a man with a hoarse voice. That's just how it is. But shout out Houston Crest, Davey Hudson as well. I just got to give all my shout outs out.
Shout out everybody.
Real quick. Shout out to everyone at Fox Sports Knoxville for keeping us here, I guess, for not firing us yet. I'm sure we've said some cancelable things, especially with the
demographic
that listens
canceled.
Here. Yeah.
No, we didn't. We came in way later.
Yeah, we were a little after that.
Yeah.
We brought sports back.
We brought sports back.
That's
actually
welcome,
right. You're right.
Sports fans.
You're right.
August 3rd.
Prove it wouldn't
have
happened.
Last year, 2020, August 3rd, if overtime doesn't debut on that day, do you think sports come back?
I mean, maybe. There's no proof to say that it would.
Maybe, but like that's a big maybe. Like,
yeah,
that's a 50-50 chance, and I like our odds better than the other 50.
We know what happened. We know the facts.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Exactly. But yes, as we're saying, you're welcome for bringing sports back, we should also say thank you not only to everyone who's made it possible throughout Fox Sports Knoxville, but to the fans. The numbies don't lie. A lot of people listening, or at least maybe accidentally listening.
I just received a happy show day.
Really?
Shout out my boy Dylan.
Fair enough. Well,
makes me feel good.
Shout out to Dylan. But no, maybe because our podcast feed is stuck in the middle of the two other big shows here at the station, in between The Drive and in between Three and Out, we might get some accidental clicks every now and then, but numbers don't lie. Like,
yeah,
there's no way
here.
We're getting thousands accidental clicks.
We're going up to the plate every day.
Exactly. But no, shout out to everyone. That'll be as much sentimental stuff as we do. I don't want to get too serious. I don't want to get too bogged down into the details. But I did feel that it would be inopportune if I didn't take this moment and say thank you to everyone who has kept us on the airwaves. Fans.
For sure.
Friends. Co-workers.
I second that. Well said.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. Clink. Cheers. I showed you the new intro during the in-between time between The Drive and overtime. Thoughts?
I like it. It's a good update for year two. Mm-hmm. Going around, I think.
Very basic, very bare bones, but
yeah.
Short and sweet. That's how we like to keep it.
Should it be in tomorrow? Good chance.
I'm gonna call up Folky.
Folky's the guy with that stuff.
Well, he just was our producer. He the bumpers that I have put in the system, because most of them are old ones from like previous overtime owners.
Right.
But then the new ones, like mine, and a couple of Mac Miller ones, Folky put those in
Folky
for me.
Had to do everything.
I don't really know how to do all that stuff, so I'll probably have to hit up the old Folk machine. But speaking of Folk, shout out to Folk, shout out to Alex Coma, shout out to Sam Crodell, shout out to Will S. I always just called him Will S too. Oh no.
Will.
Will Sneed?
No.
Hold on, I'll pull it up real quick.
We're so bad.
Yeah, we're bad people.
Like it, Will Sled. It was Will Sled.
Will Sled. I was close.
It was Will Sled.
It's spelled like Sleet. I called him Sleet on the first day.
Sure.
But shout out to
everyone.
Shout
out to all the interns.
Now
we need another intern. Someone come in here and be our intern so that you can produce.
So you can have your name forgotten too.
Yeah. We'll forget you. We'll get your name wrong on the first day. We'll make you say something incriminating day one. And it'll be a good time.
Exactly.
Just get in here.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, summer is coming to a close, which means we'll probably have someone in here with us come football season, I'm sure.
Surely.
I'm sure.
They better be cool.
Yeah.
No losers allowed.
No dorks in our studio.
Straight up.
Got enough of those going around.
We need cool guys only. Or girls. I don't care. You know? We're an equal opportunity show.
Yeah, we always say women talk too much. This is the perfect profession for
that. Come in here and talk.
Exactly. Not too much, but come in here and talk.
Just talk enough. You know? The right amount.
We need to hit up that woman with the largest mouth gape.
Yeah, we need to get her in here.
That big mouth woman.
Yeah, she would probably just steal the show from us.
She would just do that Riley Reid bit. You know the Riley Reid bit I'm talking about.
No.
You haven't seen the interview where she just puts the whole entire microphone into her mouth?
No. Nope.
Oh, it's a very funny video.
Okay, okay, okay.
Very funny. I think it was all on Charlamagne the God's podcast. It might have been a...
No Jumper?
It might have been No Jumper.
Jake Paul's or Logan Paul's?
No, definitely. I don't think she would put that microphone in her
probably
mouth.
Probably not a good idea.
She's smart with the things she does.
Most of the time. Microphones are just gross. That's grody.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I know this has been said a lot with a lot of things. Like, you never realize, like, until you clean, you never realize how gross you were. Like, when you do your spring cleanings and stuff like that, you don't realize how messy you are.
Okay.
And the same thing is with COVID. Like, I don't think a lot of people realized how on top of each other, how nasty almost, and not nasty in a bad way, but just nasty in general of, like, germs and different things like that.
Yeah, people are gross.
Not to sound like a germaphobe or anything, but, like, society was gross. And I don't think many people realized that until, like, COVID happened and we started doing all these precautions. But, like, I don't understand how we didn't start doing these mic condom things years ago, where you just always carry your own one and you don't have to really worry about whose germ particles are on it.
People are probably confused. We call it, it's a mic cover, you know, it's like the...
Yeah, condom cover.
It works.
Yes.
I will say, though, you know, looking through the lens of what, you know, people used to do, you know, like just the pooping in the streets and the not showering for months. You know, you had like one shower a month. We were doing pretty good. Hey, Hey, you got to look at this relatively, okay?
Just dry snitch on yourself by saying you shower once a month and poop in the streets? Who's pooping in the streets?
I said, I'm from where we came, what we used
be,
to do?
I would be
I'm not
stunned.
Talking 2019, my guy.
I would be stunned if people who want to poop in the street are like, but COVID, can't poop in the street anymore.
I don't understand
like,
where
like
you
if someone really
this.
Wants to poop in the streets, they're going to poop in the streets.
They did in like the 1400s. You know, they were out there
America
pooping.
America wasn't a thing.
Fair.
Fair.
Fair,
they used,
but
yeah, they used to just dump their waste buckets out the window.
They just chuck it. Yeah. I mean, compared to that, we are squeaky clean.
You know, like when I always throw them, I always, most of the time, will get food before the show. Not most of the time, recently, but a lot of times,
days,
yeah. I should just eat in
you
general.
Should,
I'm
yeah.
a skinny man.
Right.
But most of the days, when coming into the studio, I don't like just bringing a cup full of ice into the studio with me.
Okay.
And so I always just throw my ice into the grass.
Oh,
that's
right,
what
right.
people used to do, just replace the ice
with the
dookie. Human, yeah,
it,
human
wherever
fecal
it landed, it landed.
Scat.
If you got it on someone, tough day, buddy. Like it's their fault for not looking up.
Why is a jazz scat called scat? Like, was that
like
is that
diarrhea
like
diarrhea of
that's
the
what
mouth?
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is like you know the
it's
age old tale, the dad joke type tale of why I believe it's the Democratic Party is the donkey.
Okay,
because everyone was a I don't know if I J A. I don't know if
that
I
one
can,
might play. I don't
know if
man.
We can combine words on
I don't
here. I know,
know
you
the
can
rules.
Say both of those. I don't know.
I
if
wish
you can
they'd
combine
give me a list.
Yeah, I need
just give me a.
I need a play sheet for like a little QB arm
yeah,
sleeve type
I
thing.
I would cover my mouth with it while I did the show.
Exactly.
That'd be cool.
Exactly. No, but I don't even remember where I was going. What did
you
I
were
say?
Talking about the age old tale of the JAs and the
yeah.
Democrat.
Do you think scat comes from like people saying like, man, this stuff is poop? Like jazz is
scat.
Fecal mattery, and then scat came about, and they're like, "Man, that's what we're gonna call that."
Maybe, I think so. That's a good point.
Good
scat's
point,
pretty cool, though.
Scat, I wish I could scat.
You know, if you just have like a little snare drum in the background, and like a light trumpet. And then you just get up there and ba da pop, scoodle pop, dee da pop pop. You know, the crowd goes wild. The people loved it back then.
I love speaking in onomatopoeia. It's
oh
my,
yeah,
it's my
that's really
thing.
All it is.
Just meow and ouch.
You're
all
that
the
guy
time.
From Police Academy. Great,
yeah,
great all time scatter.
No, I've never seen Police Academy.
He
I know
just
it's
did
legendary.
It. He just did noises.
Yeah, he was a.
I don't remember his name though.
He went on like America's Got Talent or something.
Sure.
For just literally for just doing noises.
You think so? I don't know. Police? Are you thinking of a different guy?
No. I'm thinking of the right guy.
He went on America's Got Talent.
I don't know if he went on America's Got
but
Talent to compete,
it.
But
gotcha.
He had. He might have like
he was just the
been,
mouth
a,
sounds
been
guy.
A friend or a mentor to someone who was doing
okay.
stand up on America's Got
okay.
Talent. Police Academy was a big part of America's Got Talent in like season 15. I know that for a fact. Okay.
Okay.
Back off.
Everybody knows that. The. You know, whenever the writers from Police Academy took over.
Yes, exactly, exactly. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend, Will?
It's Tuesday. It was okay.
Or how was your day? Who cares? We're just rolling right along. How was your Tuesday, Will?
It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. Like I said, I made that intro. I literally that intro I showed
done?
You. I did that today.
That was
I
today.
Hadn't done anything at all, and then finished that within the morning.
Hard
just,
worker.
Just woke up inspired. I told you yesterday. I woke up inspired and wrote a song. This morning I woke up inspired. I don't dream a lot, and I think that was from like. I don't know what it was, but like moving to a new house and sleeping in a new bed and different things like that.
Now?
I'm dreaming a lot.
Okay.
I hadn't dreamed in like 4 years.
Yeah, it's a change of scenery.
Yeah,
your body's a little.
I'm
your
just,
body's on guard at night, so it's not fully asleep.
I'm just having the most vivid dreams of all time and waking up very inspired. Waking
okay.
up very inspired.
At least they're not nightmares.
Who said that they're not? No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're not nightmares.
I'll feel bad you come in tomorrow and you're like, "Hey, Will, bad news. This is your fault."
But no. It's been going good. How was your day, man?
You know, pretty chill. Pretty
yeah.
chill. Had worked the old daily grind, but it was like real nice outside today. Didn't have to do anything. You know, took
fair.
It easy.
Nice.
Went home, played some video games, and came here.
Fair enough.
It's been a nice, relaxing day. Been going back down my my old childhood video games. You know, just taking that for a trip. Having a good time with it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Speaking of glad to hear, there was some comments during, I believe it was Vols Media Day. Am I mistaken on that? Or some sort of Media Day today?
Was today the first day of fall camp that they got to talk to guys?
Perhaps. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know what they call. I'm real bad with titles and names and different things. Like, you know that with like songs and stuff. You'll say, "Hey, have you heard this song?" And I'll be like, "No, I never heard of it." And then you play the song and I know every word and I'm
exactly.
singing along with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm real bad with titles and different things like that. But there were...
Regardless, there was many media opportunities for the players today.
Okay, that That's yeah. I knew it was something like that. I have a long thread of Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel, coordinators Alex Golish and Tim Banks. We're set to meet with media within the next hour. Rocky Top Insider. I have a whole thread of a lot of things they said. So we might get into a little bit of that. Just teasing the stories I got on deck. Matt Damon, we mentioned him yesterday. I do want to talk a little bit about that story because it was just very funny, and he has now come out and had a second apology. So it was just a very funny story that's adding more humor to it. You got water cooler talk gone wrong.
Okay.
I got a did you see the I'm a Toucher video?
It doesn't sound good. No, I didn't hear that. I don't think you should say that.
One of the funniest videos I've ever seen that was not satire was released today from I don't know which Cuomo brother it is, but whoever's the governor of New York, I believe that one's Andrew, has some sexual misconduct and harassment allegations against him. Came out with a 14-minute video explaining how he just likes to touch people.
It was Cuomo's?
It's one of the...
Why would you say that?
I'll break it down. I have an article talking about each thing he said, and okay. I want to break it down because it's a very...
That is.
Very, very... Like,
it's a bold strategy,
like,
Cotton.
Imagine, someone tweeted, it's like, imagine if Jeffrey Dahmer was like, you know, I killed all races, all people. I didn't choose who I killed. I just killed. Like that. That was basically the argument
right.
that he tried it to wasn't. Make. Like I didn't just touch women. I touched everybody. I gave kisses on the forehead to men, women, kids. He at one point said blacks, whites, powerful.
Oh wow, Cuomo.
Very, very funny.
Buddy.
We'll get into that.
Oh my God.
Got a saddening story about how. Bambi needs a mask. I'll just put it like that.
Bambi needs a mask.
Bambi
huh?
needs a mask.
Bambi's got to be old by now.
Yeah, he
was a boy.
I'll raise the boy.
Yeah, that's a boy. I think that was the fault. It was Bambi's dad. He said that, I think.
Okay.
Or something like that. I don't know.
I thought that was a Bambi impression. I was like, I don't think I've ever heard. Does Bambi talk?
Bambi, yes, Bambi talks.
I haven't seen Bambi in a minute.
There's Thumper, and I know that's pretty much
Thumper
all I know.
Thumper and Flower.
Flower.
My granddad had a tattoo of Flower.
I'll be honest
reason.
With you. I don't know if his dad ever says that. That may be from another thing. That's okay.
I think that was Nemo. We got FBI, Federal Booby Inspector, the real deal this time. A story about the FBI has come out that was lending itself to some comedy as well. And then the world's most attractive runner as well, labeled the world's sexiest athlete. We can talk a little bit about her sex appeal
okay.
and everything going on there and a whole lot more. I got a lot of stuff. That's only my notes app, man. I got a ton more stuff in the bookmarks as well as
and
trivia
in the old noggin.
On deck. Not a lot going on up
yeah,
there.
None.
We got a lot going on the show today, so don't go anywhere. Overtime's year one anniversary birthday special extravaganza Electric Boogaloo 2 continues after this.
Whoa!
Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Overtime, live here. 1 year birthday anniversary extravaganza Electric Boogaloo 2, rolling right along.
We should have made an Amazon wish list.
I brought this up multiple times.
I get it.
And you didn't give me a single idea, not a single iota,
right.
as Janice Soprano
uh-huh.
says,
See,
until right now
I
in
felt,
this moment.
I felt it would be wrong to, you know, sully, you know, the sacredness of the birthday, you know, to make it too special. You know, we really need to be who we are. But I do want presents. Like that.
Yeah.
All that other stuff aside. Yeah. I want gifts.
Yeah, I mean, that's on you. Like, we brought it up. I mean, asked, do you want to do it? No, I don't even want to get you anything.
I mean, I didn't
know.
Okay,
I'm just
not,
bring a bar of soap and a stick of deodorant to send
a
message.
I want me and you to you know, succeed here. To gain.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
We're both winners in my scenario. I don't know
I'm
why
sure
you're
if
upset.
We got a real good present off the Amazon wish list, you wouldn't keep that a secret from me.
We would share the account. That would be nice. I don't think you can do that.
I was about to say, it'd be challenging. All you have to do
know.
Is give me a
password. I would tell you. We could do it like, you know, every other weekend or something like
it's
that.
It's too late now.
No, it's not. We can it's still cash
late.
In. People would just
I
give
get
us...
it on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. Just, you got to go back to your house by the end of the week.
Yeah, otherwise I'm calling my lawyer.
Fair. That sounds like a pretty redneck thing, like dealing with child issues like that, which brings me to my question of The Drive was talking about it, and I don't mean to steal content from The Drive, but
we'll do that.
It made me
No. I'm cool with it. You know, that's the same team.
Yeah, we're all team players
here.
Yeah. We're all team players.
They're cool with it.
We wouldn't make it a year in if we weren't stealing content from every show. Like, yeah. What type of show would we
be? I was worried about them getting mad, we would ask,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, like, let's be honest. If they ever got real mad, are we scared of Russ or Jake? I think in a 2v2, we're good. Like, I think we're good.
Yeah,
If Bear comes in, like I would bend the knee as soon as Bear walks in. Bear terrifies me, but
he's got a presence that he just kind of looks at you. And I was like, if you ever wanted to, just know, you couldn't.
Yeah. No, it reminds me of a cook at a restaurant I worked at when I was in high school. And he was one of my best friends, which sounds weird because he was like 60, but one of the funniest human beings I ever met.
Shout out Joe.
I don't know his last name, but he was a crazy son of a gun. And he was telling me a story about how one time him and his son, again, speaking of redneck things, him and his son got in a big fist fight over something at Thanksgiving. And his son was shocked when he got knocked out by his dad. And he said, "Son, I might be 60 years old, but crazy don't go anytime soon." And just, you got to have that crazy factor. And that's what Bear has. Bear has that craziness factor.
Just the right amount. Not too crazy.
Exactly. Jake Miller just chimed in saying, if we steal his content, he will walk in dishing out stone cold stunners.
Oh, no. We hear the glass break.
Oh, no. You're going to give me a stone cold stunner?
It was me, Austin. Oh. It was me all along.
Oh, no. You're going to give me a fake move? That would hurt, but no. What's the most redneck thing you do consistently in your daily life?
Now, God.
This is a question that I was asked during sitting in here with Jake because they were doing a remote today, and Jake asked me, and I was racking my brain. Like, I'm a very suburban kid. Like, I grew up in the suburbs. I don't pretend to be from an inner city or from the sticks.
Oh, so you're deferring the question to me?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You're from Granger County, so you probably have a little bit. But I was saying, both my family's sides are both from redneck-ish passings,
okay.
But they all had the money to move into the suburbs by the time everyone was kind of born and growing up. So we didn't do a lot of redneck things. And if we did, I didn't realize them because that was just everyday life. It wasn't redneck to us because I didn't really notice it. But I will say that the number one thing I could think of, and really the only thing, is we don't own a single thing of Tupperware, but we have a ton of Tupperware, if you know what I'm saying. We don't own a single thing of a clear plastic thing with a colored top. It's all just old butter containers, old containers that we have just used as Tupperware instead of using Tupperware.
That's a classic.
That's the number one and really only thing I can think of, like mason jars, but that's getting real hipster nowadays.
Right. I don't know. I love homemade pickles. I'm a big fan of homemade like, you make the pickles at home.
Yeah.
Ooh. My mamaw makes some of the best pickles in the world.
That's just a cucumber dropped in alcohol, right?
There's a little more to it. She makes like jalapeno pickles. They've got like a little bit of heat, but not too much. She makes the bread and butter pickles.
A pickled jalapeno?
No. That would be disgusting. Keep that away from me.
You just said
it's a little bit of
jalapeno.
Pickles. Yeah, the pickle tastes like a little bit of jalapeno.
Okay, I guess.
Like if I said bacon pickles, which it's a little out there. I don't know if they make those. But would you instantly assume that my grandmother is sticking sticks of bacon in mason jars
you can
and pickling
see,
it for later?
If I said zucchini pickle, you can understand where I'm thinking long green vegetable that goes in a fluid gets pickled.
But nobody pickles peppers.
You just said your grandma does her homemade pickles. No one home makes pickles, dude.
People make people who can. She cans her own green beans, and she makes pickles, bro. Get off my grandma's back. She'll fight you.
I'm sure.
I'll bring in some pickles for you.
I hate pickles. It's my least favorite food by far.
Every day, I struggle to I don't know what you eat.
Chicken.
I guess.
I literally eat meats and
it's
starch.
It's chicken.
It's fried chicken.
Everybody likes chicken.
Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Oh, no, that kid gets brought up every other day on this stupid show.
Well, it's because all I eat is chicken tenders and fries. Like,
yeah.
That's really like a little bit of ranch, a little bit of chicken, and that's really like I made a banger roast beef sandwich the other night.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you like roast beef.
I love roast beef.
Okay.
My favorite meat.
I feel like you're one of the few people in the world who can make a list of foods they like and fully encompass the whole thing.
I have very strong preferences.
Okay.
It's like food is like sexuality.
Okay.
You want to put whatever in your mouth, yep. but sometimes it doesn't taste that good. So you got to be a little picky and choosy. And I'm not meaning sexuality as in boys or girls. You can do both. Like, you can have a vegetable and a little bit of meat at the same time. Like, you see what I'm saying with that? I'm meaning, like, you still get picky with the type of girls you like, I'm assuming. Like, we've talked about girlfriends in the past, so I'm assuming.
Right.
Like, you get picky with the type of girls you like. Same thing with me. I have very high standards in that regard. And same thing with food. But at the same time, it gets a little less worrisome if a girl's just coming up to you. Like, you get picky when you're going out to the girl, but when a girl comes to you, it's not that picky. It's like, okay, if she's a six, we're doing
so
this thing.
So if I brought in a jar of pickles and was like, here, we'll have a pickle.
Pickles is one of the few foods I always say no to.
So you would say no to that girl
time? Yeah, 100%. Okay. She's a four, out of here, but a six maybe. But like, I'm saying, like, if I get over to a dinner party, and someone makes something I don't necessarily eat all the time or enjoy, or like puts onions in something. I'm not a big onions guy.
Right.
I'm going to scarf those down and get through them, and we'll deal with any side effects afterwards type deal. It's the same thing. It's sexuality and food preference are the exact same thing.
Okay. All right. It's just a lot of times it's these like foods that you're like, I hate, are used in so many other foods that like make it way better.
Yeah, but you can just...
It's like seasoning.
Yes. I was telling this to Jake earlier before the show even started. During the drive, we were sitting in here having some chats, and I explained to him, because we were talking about the old Italian Burger King sandwich. He said that was his favorite fast food meal of all time, because we were talking about our favorite fast food meals.
Okay.
And apparently, a long time ago, they had this, like, it was basically a chicken parm from Burger King, which doesn't sound good, but he said it was insane. And I've heard from other sources that it's pretty darn smacking.
Okay.
It's bussing, as the children say.
Yeah, it's the cool kids say.
Exactly. And I'm not a big marinara sauce guy, but I'll eat chicken parm. Like, I love chicken parm with marinara sauce on it. But if you give me mozzarella sticks, I'm not going to dip them in mozzarella sauce or marinara sauce.
Okay.
Mozzarella sauce.
That
sounds
awesome.
Really good.
I'd be in for some mozzarella sauce. Some mozzarella.
We got real sidetracked. I had two stories I wanted to get to about this. Speaking of being picky, this kid was not picky with the flight attendants he was hitting on, as he flew a little too close to the bum, as some might say. Man duct taped to seat after allegedly groping flight attendants is what the headline says. Aggressive passenger on the Frontier Airlines flight was duct taped to his seat after allegedly grabbing or groping two flight attendants and assaulting another, video shows. Maxwell Berry, 22, was duct taped to the back of the seat on Saturday's Frontier flight from Philadelphia to Miami, where he was arrested by waiting cops on three counts of battery.
So, I'm going to preface this with, this exact scenario is not what I'm about to refer to.
Okay.
The groping is wrong and should not have taken place. And on any flights of mine in the future, I hope that doesn't take place. But if I could be on a plane where a dude just goes crazy and I get to hold him down and duct tape him to a chair to save the plane, it'd be kind of fun. It'd be a neat little way to pass the time on your flight.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
you know,
I already,
something to do.
I hate flying. Like, I'm terrified of heights.
Okay,
I think you
so
know that.
Go
I'm
into
terrified
panic
of
mode.
All versions of
travel.
Transportation.
Yeah.
Yes. Any travel,
walking,
I'm out on.
You're a little iffy on. You it, though.
No, I don't like walking places because I could get jumped around the corner.
Fair.
Like, I can walk. Don't get me wrong. I know how to put one
to
foot in front
bubble.
Of the other. Yeah. That would be good. My dad always just told me I needed a helmet. But talking
airplanes,
about
fear of airplanes.
Yeah, like that would scare the dickens out of me. Like, I feel like people always are like, when a fight happens at school and you're not there, it sucks to have missed it.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I always have an instant just wave of anxiety overcoming me when anybody ever has any slight altercation. Like, the other day, I was at McDonald's waiting for my car. It was the day we had no show because my car was in the shop and your car broke down that same day. It was a very ironic day.
Yeah.
But I went to go get my tires rotated and a couple of things looked at on my vehicle, and I went over to across the street to a McDonald's, and I ate my food and drank my drink, and I was throwing my food away, and I was about to go get a free refill. And with the age of COVID, they had put their fountain machines, after they remodeled, behind the counter instead of in front of the counter. This is the one that's at the bottom of the hill of Farragut Middle School.
Okay.
So I think they're trying to prevent stealing and stuff like that, because kids used to just go fill up their water bottles with soda. I was one of those kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it worked.
Statute of limitations is gone on that, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
I hope they kick the door in one day on you.
just McDonald, Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, you owe us $3,000 in sodas.
Clown shoes and the Hamburglar come to take me away.
Yeah.
But no, they had the fountain behind the counter, so I had to go ask to go get a refill.
Okay.
And as I'm turning the corner to go to the counter to ask for a refill, there's this man and woman who apparently had their order wrong through the drive-thru, just berating this McDonald's employee, and I turn the corner, I hear the conversation going on, and I can tell it's about to get heated, and I'm like, I don't need a refill anymore, and I just walked
out. You
just
left?
I left. I threw my
were outside the store.
No. They had come inside because their order got messed up, so they were standing at the counter.
And they're screaming.
And they're yelling, and so I'm like, I don't need a refill anymore. I'm gonna go over across the street and get a complimentary water from this auto care shop.
See, me personally, I'll stand there and kind of narrate it in my head, kind of like a broadcaster does a sports game. I'll just kind of make little comments about, ooh, good one right there.
See, I don't mind chiming in, like, every now and then.
I wouldn't,
like,
say anything out loud.
See, I'll sometimes do that.
Okay.
Like, every time I'm behind
the opposite of what you're doing.
Every time I'm on a bicycle, or not on a bicycle, every time there's a bicyclist on the road, I always roll down my window. I don't say anything too mean, but I always just shout, there's got to be better places. Every single time, I just scream, there's got to be better places.
What if that's their only way to, like, work?
Okay, buy a car. I'm sorry, but there's got to be better places.
I'm talking
about cyclists who are in full-on, like, skin tight. I can see the bulge coming out of this man's bicycle suit.
So he's
type deal. Like, he's
strictly
a bicyclist.
Okay.
I'm not talking about someone who's riding a bike. I'm talking about, there's a very distinct difference.
Okay. He's got the helmet with, like, the shape.
Yes.
Okay.
Same thing with someone who swims versus a swimmer. They're
two
very different things.
Okay.
And same thing with, sometimes if I see someone berating a wait staff or something like that, and I think they don't deserve it, I'll chime in and be like, what are you doing? Like, I'll say, what are you doing? I'll ad lib every now and then. I'm a very vocal human being, but that McDonald's situation, she was a scary
lady.
No
wonder you walk in fear. You're constantly asking to be hit in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been beat up a lot.
I feel like it's also, like, we had that conversation yesterday about receipts and how, you know, do you, that might have even been Friday, you know, your answer on whether you want one or not just depends on nothing, and it just changes all the time. I think your reaction to confrontation changes at any moment, and you're like, I'll fight him. same moment, a day later, you'd be like, ah!
I had two McChickens on the stomach. I wasn't in a
fight mood. Okay.
If this was pre-meal, if I'm waiting for my food, I might have said something, because I'm on an empty stomach.
Instincts take over. Point, you're a primal animal. You got to get food.
Exactly.
If someone stands in your way, you got to do some damage.
Well, it's like the age old. I don't know if you've heard of these stories, but a lot of times it was very big with a YouTube influencer or something. They had put their dog down because their child. It's a very sad story.
Yep. Okay.
But stick with me. Stick with me.
Okay. Okay.
At least they didn't put the child down.
Right.
They chose the dog.
They figured out who was wrong. Good job.
No. So the child was in the wrong. The parents are in the wrong, really.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't watch the kid, and the kid would go over and mess with the dog's food bowl while it was trying to eat, and dogs are very protective over their feeding time. Like, when they see someone trying to eat their food, they're gonna snip at it. Like, that's just natural instinct. I'm a dog. You know what I mean? Like, if
you're a dog,
if someone's interfering with me getting my McChickens, I'll say something. If I've already had my McChickens, I'm dipping.
Okay.
And speaking of food, Chance Collins chimes in. Let me know that, Tucker, you are indeed wrong. People definitely pickle peppers. Have you ever heard of Peter?
Yeah, no. I knew this would happen.
Peppers.
I knew it. I knew it would happen as soon as it came out of my mouth.
You ever heard of
Peter, man? No, I know Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I know about the whole thing.
Peter did so much for society.
The moment that came out of my mouth.
Completely forgot of Peter.
The moment that came out of my mouth, I looked at you wide-eyed and was like, don't you say it. Don't you say it. I couldn't give Chance that same look.
No, Chance didn't say that. I picked up on it as I was reading pickled peppers. Chance just said people definitely pickle peppers.
Okay.
I chimed in with the I don't want to give him credit for my jokes.
Fair.
Are you kidding me?
Fair, that's my joke.
But shout out to Chance for chiming in. Also, shout out to Chance. We didn't mention him in the break. The Blitz guys, when I was on 3 and Out, very helpful. Rick Butler, Brandon Orick. Brandon bought a
the
half
Duke
from
of Granger.
The Duke. Yeah, I mean, he.
I knew him when I was.
If he's not here, I don't think we hire you, because, like, Granger
has
a
he
bad
already,
reputation.
Right.
But because he came in and did so well, it's like, okay, maybe we can take one dude from Granger.
Fair. Yeah, known him forever.
But no, shout out Chance.
All those guys
I
are
heard
awesome.
Chance made me feel like a man for the first time ever, because my, like, first day back here, because obviously I interned when I was 17 and then came back this past summer once I had turned, how old am I? Once I had turned 18, I thought I was already 20 for a second, but I'm not.
You're 19.
Yeah, I'm about to turn 20 in January. Not about to. I'm going to turn 20 in
January.
Yeah, it's coming, hopefully.
For sure.
But I remember I was 18, and I was sitting in the studio, and I was taking a while to, like, I was
back in business, but I was still taking a while. I was out of the rhythm of things because it's been a year. And Chance just goes, "Well, you're 18 now, right?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, I can curse at you," and then told me to bleep the bleep off because I was taking too long. And that made me feel like a man.
There you go.
So shout out Chance Collins. Shout out everyone.
It's good to feel included.
Exactly. It was one of those like boys will be boys situations. I never had a locker room moment like that. That felt nice.
He needed to like whip you with a towel, yeah. You know, make you feel like one of the boys.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's good we have that, you know, that the chemistry around here.
Yes, yes.
You know? A good environment.
But moral of the story, don't grow up flight attendants.
Don't do that. You'll get duct taped to a chair.
Apparently.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, Bear was talking about the story on the drive with Russ and them, and he said that this dude started yelling about how rich his parents and his grandparents were.
How's that working for you in that moment, buddy?
Open the emergency door and just like put a parachute on him and see like what happens. Like,
it'd probably be fine. Just tell him, okay, pull here in about 16 seconds.
Let's just hope this rich idiot knows how to count.
Can you stay awake that long in the air?
More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Overtime. Rolling right along. Hour one coming to a close. Final segment. Man. 1 year and 1 hour down already. Time flies.
Yeah. I mean, when you're just professionals like us.
Churning out content.
Really? I mean, it's really nothing to do, you know.
Are we going to hit a sophomore slump?
For sure, buddy. For sure. What are you talking about? We just had a year of content we put out back there. What the hell are we going to do for this year?
That's a good point by you.
That's 365 days.
Season two of shows usually are the worst.
We got to either suck at football or be really good at football, or we might be screwed.
I think we can have fun as long as things like this, which I hate that it's happening, but it does give us some content to talk about. As a man in America, and I'll speak for all men here. Sometimes I speak for all women. Sometimes I speak for all skinny men. Right now, I'll just speak for all men, even though I am not such. But right. I will still speak for all men. Our First Amendment rights are being infringed upon.
Really?
And I do not like it.
I feel like this would be big news.
I would think so, too. I think this would at least be trending on some sort of page or something like that. But I haven't seen it anywhere. But our First Amendment rights are being infringed upon. We always mention, we talked about the woman with the large mouth yesterday. We talked about earlier getting a woman intern in here because they talk too much. Like women can talk too much because their First Amendment rights aren't infringed upon. That's why women talk too much. It's not because they talk too much and that's like a sexist remark. It's because men can't talk as much.
Men specifically, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And one man specifically in New Jersey is having his First Amendment rights infringed on. You can't talk at the water cooler anymore is my main question about this story. As a New Jersey man bragged at work about storming the Capitol, his coworkers then called the FBI.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Camden County man has been charged with four federal crimes accusing him of participating in the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th after several coworkers reported him to the FBI.
Ooh. That guy was not well liked around the office.
Two co-workers of Donald Smith at UPS Hub in Lawnside submitted tips to the FBI that Smith showed them videos inside the Capitol bragging about
showed
it being the best day of his life.
Oh, that's tough, buddy.
I do find it very funny that this guy
came... I don't like to call this guy buddy,
came
but
back.
It's, I guess it's not endearing in this form.
I do find it... like he came back from work 3 days after he just gets back from his trip to D.C. and he's treating this like he just went and got married. Like this is the best day of my life. Look how gorgeous my
wife
looks.
Look at these pictures,
yeah. Exactly. Look how gorgeous my wife looks in her MAGA hat and QAnon shirt. She's a QT. Smith is charged with entering a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building, violent entry on Capitol grounds, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. The first trip was placed... Our first tip, my apologies, was placed on January 9th, 3 days after the riot. A second, he couldn't even hold it in for a month or a week. He like as soon as he got to work.
Wow.
Because like you have to.
He's
have
like, I was there.
There's at least 1 day of travel, I'm assuming, like from D.C. to New Jersey. Or at least you're having one day of rest.
Yeah.
You're getting a vacation day in.
Right. You always take that extra day.
Goes to work for 2 days or 1 day for the 8th and is like, okay, I won't say anything about it. And then the 9th rolls around. He's like, okay, I got to tell somebody about this. I can't keep this to myself. Hanging around the water cooler, I might as well brag about being a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, not your boldest move, my guy. I mean, he was probably caught either way.
Yeah, probably. You know? Probably.
I mean, they're catching a lot of people that did less than that.
It's true. He does look. He looks like a Donald Smith. He just looks like a one of the 9,000 or however many people were there.
Bunch of people.
Just looks like one of them. But yeah, I work with a man who showed up or showed with pictures and video of him and others storming the White House. He says he was in Nancy Pelosi's office. Yeah, I'm just reading.
They called it the White House?
Yeah, apparently.
Come on.
He says he was in Nancy Pelosi's office and that this was the best day of his life, the second tip read.
He was one of the guys that went into Pelosi's office?
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're getting in a lot of trouble.
I didn't read the whole article. I just scrolled down and there's a picture of him on CNN. Just big.
You can see
him. That's Donald Smith.
Oh, wow. If I know Don, that's Don right there.
But what's going on with America? You can't just hang out and talk about the best day of your life anymore?
Being a insurrection?
Like, sooner or later, I'm going to come on air and talk about insurrections that I've done, and I'm going to be canceled for it?
Yeah, but like, I'm on air one day, and I'm just like, hey, man, I had the best weekend of my life. You won't believe it. So anyways, you know Tiffany's? You know the jewelry store? Anyways, they got these diamonds in there that are worth like $1 million. Me? They're all in the trunk of my car right now. All of them. I stole every one. Here's pictures of me doing it.
I'm nervous when I, like, say, like, I got bad service at a restaurant and want to come and complain on the air because I'm worried that, like, the server's going to be listening and get mad at me. Nonetheless, showing off pictures of my insurrection trip.
I'm scared to let my coworkers know I take, like, a 32-minute lunch break, you know?
That's a good point.
And this guy's like, yeah, I committed a, you know, the federal government's looking for me. I feel, you know, okay disclosing that with you.
Good news is, though, the whole entire trip was expensed, so he won't have to pay for anything. I kid, obviously. I'm pretty sure I think he did use vacation time for it, which he might need a couple more years of vacation
time.
Yeah,
boss, I won't be in on Monday.
Or the Monday after that. More overtime next. Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Hour two of Overtime's one-year special anniversary birthday extravaganza, Electric Boogaloo 2, continues right now. 1 year and 1 hour down, man. What are you smelling yourself?
No, I was just, you know, making sure I wasn't sniffling. I had my mic off. Okay. You exposed me.
My bad. I didn't know you had your mic off because I could still hear it from across the room.
It was probably loud.
It was.
It might have been picked up in your microphone.
It was a very aggressive sniffle.
I wish we had Periscope on so the people would know I was not doing illicit drugs.
Just back here doing bumps and bumps
and
bumps.
No, I wasn't.
Tucker, I wanted you to play a bumper, not do a couple bumps.
Right. My bad. Okay. Let me wipe this off fast.
It's just funnel cake.
Yeah, just got some funnel cake powdered sugar on my nose. Don't worry about it.
Did you see? I think we talked about it earlier. I don't know if it was on air or off air, but I mentioned it to you. The Andrew Cuomo 14-minute video of "I'm a Toucher."
Oh wow!
One of the funniest. One of the most.
Y'all seen this? Y'all heard this? Oh my god!
One of the most unironically funny and like.
Whoa,
dude! What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And
both sides of the people of like one person saying like this dude deserves to be behind bars, other people saying like do not resign, we're all behind you. Like I think he's probably behind you from the pictures we've seen, but
yeah,
I don't care one way or the other, but I don't necessarily want to touch her as the governor of New York. Like I would much rather
him be up there than the governor of Tennessee.
That's fair.
Don't touch me.
But at the same time, like I will say, like Republican or Democrat, I do not care. But if you're a toucher,
that's weird.
Stay the hell away from me.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that,
buddy. If you're a Republican, you can come hang out. If you're a Democrat, you can come hang out. If you're a Libertarian, we'll talk about it. But if you're a toucher, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm out.
Toucher is such a... He could have used better words.
Feeler.
A feeler. I'm a physical...
I'm a physical learner.
I'm a physical friend. Oh, that's worse. That might be worse. You know, you got your physical friend. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, that one's just as bad. I don't. You're just weird, Cuomo.
Yeah, no, in the video, he proceeds to say, and I quote, "I touch everybody. This is how I greet everybody: blacks, whites, men, women, children,
nope.
non-children."
Could have left What? Okay, he covered everything.
Powerful.
Okay.
Which then he didn't follow anything up to powerful.
The weak. He does not touch the weak.
I refuse to touch you, you poors.
Oh my God, you have no power in society.
And it was very funny. He chose to use the picture of Bill Clinton as the powerful person he was kissing on the forehead.
Of course.
Like, that's the person you want to be kissing.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. You don't know where that's been.
Oh, you taste the cigarette off of his forehead?
Yeah, you might.
Or, I mean, cigar more rather.
Yeah, probably.
But speaking of touchers, ooh. I don't know if you saw this quote, toucher. But Heupel might be a toucher.
He might be a toucher?
Heupel, we might have to run him off now. As there was a quote, I don't know, I believe it was, yeah, Jack Luttrell, it was an article, I don't know who wrote the article, I'm just staring at the headline right now, but this is from Zach Reagan on Twitter, a little quote here from the excerpt, quote, "I like Coach Heupel a lot. When I first got here, he came up behind me and put me in a chokehold. I feel welcome with all the coaches, but I really like Coach Heupel."
Nice. Okay, yeah, get him in a little sleeper hold. That's what I like, you know? You never know. You got to sneak up on him, you know? It's fine. I like that in a coach.
Putting one of our recruits in a chokehold,
yeah,
is a very funny
That's
thing.
That's a dad move, you know? Your son
gave
brings
a little noogie right
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, your son brings his friend over for the first time. Maybe the second time. You met him the first time. You're like, hey, dude. Second time, you sneak getting behind the door.
But the only problem is,
he walks in.
Like, there are some people who are long huggers. And, like, if Heupel is a long hugger and he accidentally long chokehold somebody, that's a sleeper hold. Like, that guy's done. He's down for the count. It's over. Just a very, very funny little excerpt from there. Another thing from Zach Reagan's Twitter, if we're just going to use his content. I don't know if you saw this, heard about this, seen this, heard about this.
Have I seen what?
Harrison Bailey on his Instagram story called Nalen the Palace.
Ooh.
How do you feel about the Palace? I don't like it that much. I won't lie to you.
It's not a bad name.
Oh,
it's not a bad
but
name.
It's just very, very cliche.
Sure.
Castle,
sure.
Palace, all these things are always
said. But it
said.
Is. I like the term cathedral.
Cathedral is a good one.
I've liked...
But
I've
separation
liked,
of church and state, please. We
right,
are
right,
a state-run
right, right.
university.
But I do like a cathedral of football is what I've referred to. I think other places can probably actually claim that name. But that sounds good to me. But
yeah.
Palace, you know, if that's what Harrison Bailey wants to call that, as long as he's the starter, I'm cool with calling it that until he's gone.
It's fair.
If he's not, we'll let the other guy choose. That's how it works.
I don't know. I kind of like just...
What would you go? Like, I mean, it's Neyland Stadium, you know?
Yeah,
you don't,
it is.
Really,
you can't really rename Neyland.
You don't rename it. Maybe give it like a slight little nickname, you know? But not an official one.
I always like a domicile. Like, I always
a
thought
domicile?
That was a cool word.
Okay.
Because that means home, correct? Am I not
well,
incorrect
yes.
there?
Yeah, no, you're right. But it doesn't specifically mean, like, nice home.
No,
it
no.
It just means it's a home. It's
I mean,
a house.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't have a nice home. I'm assuming
But no, but
you,
Neyland.
Stick with me here.
Don't.
It's relating to the people. We are
okay.
a people, a fan-run university almost. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
like, you got to relate a little bit. The
so
domicile.
Saying this is where we live. This is our home.
Yeah.
It's where we feel safest.
We eat, breathe, and poop.
I do not feel safest in Neyland. That does not feel like a domicile for me lately.
It's fair.
I've had my heart broken many times there.
Fair. Do we have a caller?
We do have a caller.
Over on the G3 Help Me Hotline,
yeah.
Westchester is?
Yeah.
Over on the G3 Help Me Hotline, we'll get over to Westchester. Westchester, how you doing, man? You're on overtime.
Good evening, gentlemen. Congratulations on your trip around the sun.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
So it's just, when you say a year, I'm a little confused here. Overtime's been around longer than that. This is just...
Right, this is just me and Will.
Y'all at the helm, right?
Yeah, yes. Overtime part two.
Part however many.
Exactly.
You're talking about the Cuomo thing. Trust me, I'm not talking politics, I promise. I got a buddy of mine that I can always tell how drunk he is because when he gets, like, past about beer 8... He starts slapping people on the arms every time he wants to talk to them to get their attention. He's one of those, hey, guys.
There are very many different types of drunks. Like, my father describes himself as an angry drunk. He gets irrationally mad sometimes. His girlfriend, he would describe as a sad drunk. She would cry all the time. And then there are touchy drunks who just need...
A lot of my buddies.
Yeah, need to just feel around because, like, your vision is impaired. You got to do the looking for your glasses type walk around the bar.
Yeah, I've had many a nights where, you know, it's getting late into the night, you know, the water's not running as strongly as it was earlier, and you end up with like four guys just arms, you know, around each other's shoulders just talking about anything. Everybody gets a little touchy. But it's not okay to be a toucher.
It makes for some of the best sing-alongs of all time.
That's true.
It does. A palace has a roof.
A palace has a roof?
I think so.
That makes sense to me.
The only name, excuse me, the only name I've ever heard that makes sense for a football venue is Coliseum. Because there's not a whole lot of other names for places that specify this does not have a roof. And
yep.
We all know football's not supposed to have a roof. I know there's some exceptions, but we don't talk about those.
Yeah, no, I would much rather have an open-air stadium any day of the week.
Yeah.
I think everyone sitting next to you would also want that.
Would you rather play in Nashville or would you rather be a goat? That's all I'm saying.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Anything on the Olympics tonight? Anything worth watching?
We've been watching women swim. I don't know the specific name of this event, but they're in open water in what looks like a river.
There's a fish that jumped out of the river.
And they have been swimming for an hour and 40 minutes straight nonstop, and it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Are you kidding me? Like,
no.
Open water swimming?
They're doing laps. Yeah, they're doing laps in a river.
It's electric.
They've been doing it since we started this show.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm... As much as I'm not excited I don't like the Olympics that much. I haven't really watched anything other than basketball and soccer so far this year. I will be excited to pay attention to all the commentary that's going on surrounding Simone Biles and all of the gymnastics that's going to go on tonight. I'm sure that'll sponsor some very positive and healthy debate on Twitter tonight. So I'm excited about that. But I'm more excited about the online fanfare than I am about watching the event. Like I'm just going to be
you
on
like
Twitter.
Participating.
I love chiming in.
You love a good participation trophy.
You excited for anything tonight, Westchester?
No, the only thing I've watched so far was I would say the only thing was the longest thing I've watched so far was watch about 20 minutes of a water polo match while I was on break at work, and you know it's kind of neat for stuff like that you don't get to see every day. Mm-hmm. But I could take a leave swimming and gymnastics, except for that open water stuff that y'all talk about. I got to go try to find.
Wild. It's on right now. It says it's live. I don't know how they're still alive. I would have been dead an hour and 42 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, certainly an hour and 40 minutes ago.
The crazy thing is when they come to a certain point, they all their coaches hold sticks out with cup holders on the ends with bottles of a drink, and they'll not stop swimming. They will turn over on their back, take the bottle, kick with their legs, and chug it in about three gulps, and then chuck it keep going.
Like that's more impressive than the swimming they're doing.
It's bananas.
It's the ability to chug. It's wild.
They delete their drinks.
Somehow I think if I tried this at my neighbor's pool with beer cans, it would not go well.
I would absolutely be in on a beer swim relay.
That wouldn't be bad.
That'd be pretty good.
That wouldn't be bad.
Every lap you got to drink a beer. That'd be good. It'd be like the Beerio cart, but in real life.
There you go. Guys, again, happy anniversary. Good show. Keep it going.
Appreciate you, Westchester.
Appreciate you,
man. Westchester, one of my favorite callers, one of
the
two. So he's really a 50-50 shot, and he's right now number one on the list.
He told us happy birthday.
Exactly. You know? That's what.
That's all we ask.
You've been asking for an Amazon wish list and presents and all that jazz. I was going to be nice
first
enough
hour.
To bring you something, and you said, no, I don't want anything from you.
This is your birthday. This is your birthday, too. You ain't got to spend money.
But it's also an anniversary. Like, you get someone a present for an anniversary.
I choose
or
to
you
see
go
his
to
his
Vegas.
Birthday, you know?
It's fair.
We're getting older.
Are we?
Yes, actually.
I feel we can get older and mature the opposite direction as well.
For sure, yeah. I'll stay the same mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, it is an interesting thought process about this swim, though.
Where does your mind go when you've been swimming for a minute and 43 minutes? Around a loop. You're not seeing anything new. You've been swimming for a minute and or an hour and 43 minutes straight.
I mean, it is almost like extreme snorkeling because they do have goggles on and they're in fresh water. Like there was a fish that jumped onto the screen earlier.
Yeah.
So like you, there's probably some cool sightseeing going on with the fish underwater and stuff like that. But I think you just got to zone out. You can't think about anything.
I'd be like, can I have headphones? I would try to have waterproof headphones in or something. Otherwise, I think I'd just get bored halfway.
What if an earbud falls out on your swim and now there's just a random fish in the Tokyo River that's listening to Young Thug? That's a dangerous fish right there.
Do you want to know the distance of this race?
Yeah.
In miles?
I guess.
They're swimming 5 miles straight.
Jeez.
Nonstop. It's the most bananas thing I've ever seen. This might be the most impressive thing in the Olympics. Just in terms of raw athleticism, to swim? I mean, forget running, you know? You could run 5 miles. People run 23 miles. But to swim 5 miles straight?
It's not that impressive.
You what? They're going fast, though. They're not just, like, doggy paddling along. They're moving.
I was going to make a joke, but I don't think I can make the joke that I want to.
Okay. Okay. That's fair.
We'll keep it at that.
Okay.
We'll keep it at that.
But, yeah, the Olympics is perfect for those little sports that you would never devote a full season to, but you can dip the toe in mm-hmm. for a month mm-hmm. and just kind of bounce around.
Yeah, it is. It's niche sports season.
What do they do? Are there leagues for these sports that these people play? Do they make money playing, like, handball? Are these guys making money?
I don't know if they're making money, but there are, like, there's, like, handball leagues
right.
scattered around. Like, there's one for, like, what do you call college sports?
Intramural?
Yeah, there's sure. one for okay. that up in Kentucky and a couple other places. Like, I don't think they make money, but I do know that there are some low-level leagues going around. It's the same thing with, like, pickleball. Have you ever heard of pickleball?
Oh,
like,
I know about pickleball.
Like, no, it's not an Olympic sport. No one really plays it. No one makes money off of it. But there are still leagues where people get competitive.
Yeah, people make money. People make a lot of money playing cornhole. Put that in the Olympics.
That would be electric.
That'd be a gold medal for us every year.
Would it?
I feel like, yeah, the South plays so much cornhole.
I guess, but at the same time, you I watch feel the, like the sports that aren't dominated by the rich, like the rich sports are usually the sports that America wins at a lot, not including basketball and different things like that, but especially like the Winter Olympics. Like Daniel Tosh has a joke about it, but like the Winter Olympics are really dominated by the United States most of the time, or a place with a lot of winter going on, because it's you got to have a lot of money to get there. But like the poor sports are usually a little bit more even across the playing field, because more people have the opportunity to sure. play them from a young age. Like no one is at age 8 going in training for alpine skiing, but there's a lot of people who are at age eight could be training to play soccer. You know what I mean? Like there's yeah. a lot of different things like that. And cornhole. I almost said cornboard. I feel like is a fairly cheap sport. Not buying the kits themselves,
not
but
anymore.
You could easily make one. I feel like
they've overcharged all the bags and everything. I've been trying to get some cornhole boards, and it's been very frustrating. Mm-hmm. I'm glad this came up naturally, so I could vent about that.
But speaking of the summer games, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with an Whoa. Epic sports summer games bonus. Just place your first bet on any summer game sport, excuse me, risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit if your first bet does not win. I'm getting choked up just thinking about all the money that you people could win.
There's a lot to be excited about.
Like, it's wild. I can't control myself, but I'll try to get through this. But yeah, no, I'm getting real worked up about this. But men's basketball won last night. If you would have taken my advice, you would have either gotten the risk-free option and got your money back, or you would have won money off the men's basketball. And I think you could do the exact same thing. I believe we're playing France.
We're playing one of those.
It's know. France or Australia, one of the two
we're
dominators.
Somebody, yeah.
I can't remember which one, but it doesn't matter. We're going to be
playing.
There's
too many sports going on at once in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's a big thing. But like, if you have an interest in Simone Biles tonight, for example, I'm going to be very interested. I'm probably not going to watch her compete, but I'm going to be keeping track of when she goes live so I can watch all the comments and, like I said, healthy debate going on Twitter that definitely won't be politicized
yes.
at all.
Yeah, very respectful debate.
Exactly, exactly. People will be taking each other's opinions into account. But I would enjoy to see what she can do tonight. Many people think she probably will win gold. If you're one of those people, might want to throw some money down on her to take it. If not, throw some money down on someone else and see what happens, because worst comes to worst, you get your money back. That's what's the definition
it's
of risk-free. So you can bet on any event, basketball, baseball, soccer, track and field, and more. Promotions like these are just the beginning and one of the reasons that I love betting with America's number one sportsbook. Got an easy-to-use app, safe and secure. I don't have to chase anybody down, and my money is in my account with as little as 24 hours. So download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, and go for the gold today. It's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. Must be 21 older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued. Does not withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. TN Redline number 1-800-889-9789. Overtime will continue to roll along right after this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hour 2 of Overtime rolling right along live from the Fan and Radio studios, and these girls are still swimming.
They're still swimming. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I think they're coming to the home stretch because there's a lot of people yelling and screaming.
Just under two hours?
Yeah, 157.
It still might take them three. I mean, they're in a big river.
This was live before our show started. This was live at like 5:30.
Yeah, this was going.
Because I flipped it on. It was electric. That boat is way too close for comfort.
Yeah, they've been going for 2 hours.
No one knows what we're talking about.
It's okay. Some people are, maybe. Go to Twitter. I bet someone posted a video of these people swimming for so long.
Baffling.
It's remarkable.
It's baffling. You know what else is baffling about the Olympics?
What's that?
Apparently, I should start watching the Olympics more because there are things to see. I probably shouldn't say things. I shouldn't objectify this human being. But the world's sexiest athlete, she can be objectified by the New York Post, Alicia Schmitz. Olympic debut takes an unfortunate turn.
Okay.
The world's sexiest athlete is how she's been labeled, and I think it's an appropriate label.
Okay,
I can confirm. I haven't really looked at the Olympic roster. I haven't really searched high and far, and I obviously haven't had a chance to sit down with Mrs. Schmidt and talk to her and see if I would enjoy her personality, but the 22-year-old German was set to compete in her first Olympic medal, for her first Olympic medal in the women's 4x400 mixed relay on Saturday night, but she didn't see any action because the German mixed team was disqualified after making contact with the Jamaican team. Very unfortunate that we will not be able to see her run. But yeah, I found it very ironic that there's the world's sexiest athlete, and I think it's a statement of fact.
I've done a little further research.
Confirmed sources?
It's hard to get a firm, you know, you can't give a yes or a no answer on these kind of things, but probably.
Allegedly the sexiest woman.
Right, allegedly. I don't think she would be enthralled to be told that someone said that.
I think she enjoys it.
I think so.
Looking at what she was talking about, there was a quote talking about her social media usage. She said that my focus is on sport. Social media tends to run alongside. She realizes, she mentioned that it's pretty easy to get Instagram followers when you look like I do, basically, is the gist of what she said.
She probably makes more money off of her Instagram than she does running track, which is
probably,
which has no, that is no, you know, assessment of her ability, more of just an assessment of how much people make on Instagram nowadays.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is wild. Did you see where the COVID-19, COVID-19, the coronavirus is rife in common U.S. deer.
COVID? COVID's running through the deer?
COVID. That's why I said Bambi needs a mask.
Oh,
One-third of the white deer in northeastern American United States have antibodies against SARS-CoV-2, a sign that they have been infected with the virus.
Who started checking?
Probably the same people who were vaccinating their zoo animals.
Yeah, probably good.
They were we got any deer around here?
Any deer? We got some left over. That's probably what happened. They vaccinated the deer.
The findings revealed by analysis of samples collected after pandemic began represent the first detection of widespread exposure to the virus in a population of wild animals. A virologist at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada. Not going to even try to pronounce this properly. Canada does not deserve my respect.
Saskatoon, you got that right.
Did I actually?
Yeah, Saskatoon, that's a place. Yeah.
Saskatchewan was the other place. They have not yet been peer-reviewed, though, so they don't know how true this is.
Okay. My first question would, I would believe no.
It's not a question.
My answer.
Okay.
The answer to my question.
My first question is no.
No. Can they spread it to humans? Because there has to be like a moment or something has to happen for it to cross over from.
Yeah, you got to make out with this
deer to people.
Yeah.
Not maybe. I think actually you could make out with the deer and not get COVID if it couldn't transmit.
Could COVID
be
technically classified as a sexually transmitted disease if you get it from kissing?
Did you. You got the talk or anything yet?
About COVID or
like
about,
you know,
intercourse?
How like, you know, mom and dad, they kiss and
normally,
they make a baby?
Normally kissing leads up to things.
I don't think, okay, you're going to call it
from experience, just from hearsay.
You're going to call it an FTD, a foreplay transmitted disease?
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, imagine if you got like an incurable mouth fungus because you sucked on some toes or something.
Right. I would say that's absolutely happened before. You got to get some antifungal cream, use it as toothpaste.
But speaking of sex, FBI is in some trouble as they really took the federal booby inspector t-shirts to heart.
Oh, no.
As FBI used provocative pictures of a female office staff employee to catch sexual predators. The FBI agents posted provocative photos of a female coworker online. Actually, it says plural.
With
female
her permission?
Coworkers without formal authorization as a part of a sting operation against sex trafficking.
Oh, God. Sue them for $1 billion.
The Justice Department Inspector General said in a report released Monday that some FBI agents sometimes use photographs of young female support staff employees to pose as minor children or sex workers to entice sexual predators on various social media websites. This is like bait car, but with boobs. Law enforcement agencies often send employees undercover to catch criminals, but the women in these photos weren't authorized to participate in undercover operations. So I believe they gave authorization to use their bodies, but they were not authorized to be inside of this operation, if I'm reading this correctly.
Maybe. Hopefully.
The FBI agents who posted the photos also didn't get written permission or notify their supervisors, the report said, likely because there's no policy in place requiring that to happen, because I'm assuming there's no policy talking about using pictures of your coworkers to get predators.
Yeah. Chris Hansen didn't have to do that. What are you doing, FBI?
Chris Hansen literally did that.
He didn't use photos, though, did he? Not of, like, actual people.
He hired actors and then pretended to be a girl.
Yeah, but they weren't naked, you know? He wasn't, like...
Sure.
I
got you. Yeah, Chris Hansen's better than the FBI. I don't know what I was getting for you.
It was a throwaway joke, and you made me have to explain it.
The women were clothed in the photos, and their faces were blurred, and there's no indication that women did not know that their photos would be posted online, but the watchdog said that the photos could still be circulating, and women are now at risk of being victims of crimes.
Wow. Yeah, you gotta sue them.
Yeah.
For a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no lawyer, but I'll represent you.
I don't mean to take the side of predators in this case, but it would be really hard to tell the difference between like a 25-year-old intern at the FBI and a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Idiots.
No, there's there's no confusing the two. That's very strange.
It is a weird story, but yeah. Apparently they did get a couple of people with this sting operation, and it ended up working out in their favor. The FBI apparently doesn't have a policy about using photos of non-undercover employees in situations like these. There's no requirement on the books that employees in this situation need to be notified if their photos were even used, which websites they were posted on, and for how long. So they have no idea where their photos are.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really fumbled that whole thing. You know, the FBI, that's surprising coming from the FBI. Usually, you're really on the ball with things.
The FBI seems kind of fun, though. That sounds like a good time.
Just, you know, some good coworker-friendly banter.
Yeah.
You know, some just, yeah, good shenanigans.
Some locker room chat.
Yeah, you know, getting your photos.
I look 12. Like, I wouldn't mind if the FBI hit me up and was like, hey,
that could be a great job
for
you.
We need you to pose as a 12-year-old child. I'd do it.
Yeah, in
I got no problem taking down Priest. I got no problem taking down anybody. If you're
too tall, though.
If you're a toucher, you're going to jail.
You could go get Cuomo right now. You could probably get a pretty penny for that.
And I would play both sides because I look like a pretty girl at the same time. All I got
to
do is shave.
Put your hair down.
Yeah, exactly. Put my hair down and shave. I'm a pretty woman. I'm the world's sexiest athlete.
You did it. Yeah, I think that's your new job. You need to become an FBI operative.
I think that might be my new job.
It'd be a good vertical move for you.
All I do is make vertical moves, man.
Wow.
Straight up.
Did
not even mean to put
straight
that
up.
That was one of the few times, pun non-intended.
Wow.
I had one more thing I wanted to talk about. I gotta find it.
Do you have like a gist, you know, like maybe a teaser?
Yeah, Purdue.
Okay, Purdue, the school, the college.
Yes.
Okay.
Boilermakers.
The Boilermakers, okay, black and gold. They
play
sorts of sports.
So Purdue has a little issue as they went viral on TikTok, not themselves, but their school has gone viral on TikTok, and people are demanding answers. I haven't really found any stories about this, but I did see the tweet circulating, and so I wanted to talk about it. Tweet just reads, okay, now this is ridiculous, which I agree with. This is ridiculous. Let me tell you what's ridiculous. Purdue accidentally accepted too many freshmen.
Uh-oh.
They said, yeah, come on in, and just did not keep count, apparently. And so their solution was to empty out what looks to be a giant former classroom and set up cubicle-style dorms where there's just like five-foot dressers pushed around like they're like walls, and then a bed sitting in the middle of them, and there's probably 15 beds in this room, and that's their new setup for dorms because they accepted too many freshmen.
That I wouldn't be paying tuition my first year. Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I'll send you the video.
I can't get a dorm room? I can't get a room?
You have a dorm. You've not got a room.
You got a barracks. You're in the military.
It really does look very much.
Oh my god.
It's wild. It's very funny.
How can schools be allowed to do this?
I just understand you don't keep count of how many freshmen you got
really
coming in.
Somebody really dropped the ball on that one.
Oh, it's a very funny. Like the bed looks like the best piece of that room, and the bed looks terrible.
Oh wow! So everybody's just all in there together, like the military.
Yeah, it looks like the military.
They are at boot camp.
Yes, yes, indeed. Speaking of boot camp, one man who's treating his camp like boot camp lines, Dan Campbell. We love Man Campbell.
What's he
on
doing?
This show. He shared a funny story from his rookie year of when a fight started during camp. He doesn't anticipate that happening today, but looks forward to the first day of pads. Quote, now we find out who can deliver some punishment and now who can take some punishment.
That's a great line. That's a classic coaching line.
Dan Campbell also wants to see the first day in pads. Quote, I want to see guys compete. I want to see these guys get to the point where it's almost an all-out brawl, but there isn't one.
You like that? Yeah, he values passion.
It's
as
like
a coach.
It's like when you've seen that 70s show where Hyde, who is now a rapist, Danny Madison, screw you, and his I believe it's Jessica Simpson who plays the stripper girlfriend that he marries in Las Vegas, and they get in fights on purpose so the sex is better. That's what this is. It's like they almost get in fights on purpose so the football is better.
Okay, yeah, that's
they almost get in a brawl so we can play better football.
Football is better that way.
Exactly.
If you're angry.
And Campbell also said, if you don't push it almost to that point, you really won't get where you need, in my opinion, in this league to be competitive at the very highest level.
Yeah. You got to have that. If you don't hate your teammates during practice and then are totally fine afterwards, you're probably not going to be that good.
Exactly.
Me and my teammates were like best friends.
Really?
Yeah. We sucked.
You know who's not best friends?
What?
Who? The Giants team, apparently, as there was an all-out brawl during their practice. Unfortunately, there were no videos during this practice, but they got an all-out brawl, and apparently Daniel Jones was at the bottom of the pile of this brawl.
He was at the bottom of the pile?
Apparently a brawl led to where Daniel Jones was underneath the pile. Joe Judge was very livid, made them run sprints.
Yeah, you probably should do that after your whole team fights each other and almost hurts your quarterback.
Yeah. Wild, wild stories.
I love training camp. You know, all these stories that come out that no one will remember in 2 months.
No, but it is very fun.
Yeah, I mean, that first week of the preseason, everything that's happening right now is just done. And is Hard Knocks going on right now?
I think it's coming soon. I think I saw a trailer somewhere.
Okay.
I'm not a big Hard Knocks guy. I never really got into it.
I watched the first couple episodes.
I never had HBO, so I never got into it because we just had, like I said, we always had rabbit ear television.
Right.
I was watching ABC and NBC, and that's about it. I did want to, real quick, before we end this segment and go to birthdays, just go down the list of Woj's Twitter. That's just going to be the easiest way to recap.
A lot has happened.
Exactly. So it's going to be the easiest way to probably recap the NBA's movers and shakers and all this different stuff.
A lot of moving.
A lot of shaking going on. Few people staying put. Stephen Curry, first $200-plus million contract.
Happy about it.
Today, signed, I believe, four-year.
Yep.
$200-something million
it's like
extension. $205. I believe he's making $54.5 million per year to be the greatest shooter of all time. So respect where respect is due. Shout out to Chef Curry for getting the dollar. I appreciate Folky chiming in a little late.
$215.
Fair. Folky chimed in a little late, but he did laugh at you calling Daniel Jones a quarterback.
Yep. I mean, it's a position on the depth chart. He's not necessarily, you know, the perfect definition of one.
But Chris Paul also staying put. He signed a four-year, I believe we broke that news yesterday, four-year, $120 million deal.
Yep.
You also had Trae Young staying put, I believe. I don't know his deal. I just remember seeing the tweet that he will be staying put. You have Patty Mills of Australian basketball, who's also playing for the Spurs, will not be playing for the Spurs anymore. He'll be coming to my Brooklyn Nets, add much-needed guard support and a scoring option right there. I really like that pickup. Did you see any pickups from the Warriors that you really enjoyed? Have there been any moves from the Warriors so far this
nothing
season?
Nothing major. Mainly just signed Curry. Nothing
which is a big deal. You got to keep him.
Yeah, but
obviously.
I mean, that was never in doubt, though. He was never going to leave.
The number, that was really
yeah, you just want to know how much they were going to pay him. And I'm fine with as high as that they wanted to push that number. I don't care. Pay the man $1 billion. It'd be fine. We'll find some guys to play around him.
Obviously, Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers. You have DeMar DeRozan going to the Bulls.
You got Melo going to the Lakers.
That was the last one I was going to bring up. The only one I care about.
Yeah,
the only tweet that I cared about at all. Free agent forward Carmelo Anthony has agreed to the one-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Clap it up for Melo.
Pretty cool.
Clap it up for Melo.
He's going to get a ring.
I love Melo, dude. Melo, by far, like, I don't know anything about him. He's one of the few athletes who I don't really, like, I didn't do a deep dive into their personality or anything.
I just like Melo.
Just Melo is so cool.
He's just cool.
He's so cool.
There's no way to quantify it either.
And your sister met his wife, so like you have a little bit of a connection there.
Right? I actually had forgot about that. Yeah, I thought Melo, she really dropped the ball on that day. She was like, Melo's here. And I was like, Melo? And she was, and then texted me 2 hours later. No, it was his wife. I thought he was here too. Yeah, apparently she was not the nicest person in the world.
Probably not.
As you can imagine.
Yeah, she married Melo. But Melo getting the deal done with the Lakers, which means LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony will finally be playing on the same team. 18 years, my whole entire life, people have been wanting this to happen, quite literally my entire life.
Yes.
Since the 03 draft, which I was one, my entire life, people have been begging and pleading to finally see LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony, two of possibly the greatest headband athletes of all time. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but two of the best athletes to wear a headband on the same roster, along with Russell Westbrook, Dwight Howard, and a ton of old retirement home names that are going to be fun to watch not die on the court.
They're going to try.
One of them is going to explode into a pile of dust. It's going to be very funny.
Yeah. I mean, who's your money on?
Who gets injured first? Or who just gets traded first?
I'm talking about just who bursts into a pile of dust was my angle there.
Anthony Davis, obviously. Like, Anthony Davis, even though he's not old, he is the most combustible.
He's a little brittle.
He's the most combustible human being I've ever met.
He's a little brittle. His
seen.
Center of gravity is so much higher than the average person.
And
he's
not used to it either. He hit his growth spurt so late. He's
right.
not used
he's still
to being
figuring
tall.
It out. Yeah. You're actually more experienced with height than he is, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm high all the time. Like, I'm experienced with height.
Yeah. I mean, how is the weather up there? Idiot.
I mean, it smells better than the weather down there. More overtime next. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It is time for the birthday game. Sorry, I said it a bunch of times because my headphones were not working. But yeah, it's time for the birthday game.
Mic check, 1, 2.
It's the first year of recurring birthdays. Our first day.
Oh, sick. Okay.
So
I've got two years of these.
I usually say, like, oh, we talk about people who are born. The only thing that's different is the day and the names. Cannot say that anymore because we're back to the beginning.
We're back to the same
back
names.
Back to the basics, as they say in the biz. Today was a decent day, not a great day, but a decent day. I think we'll be okay. I have a little bit of trivia if we need it to tie us off, but I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
Starting with August 3rd, 1977. 44 years old today and still kicking, or still throwing more rather, San Mateo, California quarterback who won 6 Super Bowl championships and 4 Super Bowl MVPs during his 2-decade tenure with the New England Patriots.
It's Tom Brady.
He then on win
it's Tom
to
Brady.
Go win
stop.
His
stop
7 Super
I don't
Bowl
care.
Ring more than any other franchise in the history of sports.
Ew.
Tom Brady, yes, you're correct.
Stupid Tom Brady. Who cares about what all he's done?
The history books do. August 3rd, 1941, Jersey City, New Jersey, 80 years old today and still looking just as good as 30. domestic diva and TV personality. That's a domestic diva is a wild term to throw.
Domestic diva?
It's classified under entrepreneur. I think you best know her as probably criminal or actress. She built an empire of home-based goods and products.
Yeah,
she
that's
founded
all,
the blank blank living media. In 2016, she began hosting Blank and Snoop's potluck dinner.
Yeah,
with Snoop
I know.
Dogg.
I know exactly who it is. It's old. Oh dear God! She went to jail. She cooks. She looked. She had that one picture in the pool.
Think of one of the daughters from the Brady Bunch, and think of Jonathan, one of the running backs from the Carolina.
Yeah,
Panthers.
No, I know her last name. It's Martha Stewart.
It is
there
Martha
it is.
Stewart.
Okay. Yeah, she went to jail. Hung out with Snoop.
I don't think that was when they started hanging out.
No, but that, it was like it was in that order.
Cellmates.
No, but because there was that joke.
Martha, what are you doing here?
There was that joke of she said like one of us has been to prison.
Yeah.
Can you guess yeah. something like that?
Yeah, both of them have been on trial. Snoop
fair,
beat
fair.
His
he
murder
beat,
case.
He beat a murder case somehow. Yeah. Good for you, Snoop.
Now he's on the Olympic. He's doing he's called like Olympic horse racing or something like that the
okay.
other night.
He just loves being a broadcaster.
It was like
huh?
him and well, I mean, they use him to get views because he's
oh,
hilarious.
For sure, yeah.
But he was like doing just the classic Snoop Dogg, like, oh, that horse is crip walking right now. It was very
okay.
funny. It was very funny.
Yeah.
August 3rd, 1984, New York, 37 years old today, a swimmer. He was named Swimming World
Michael
Magazine's
Phelps.
World Swimmer of the Year in 2010 and 2011. He won 6 Olympic gold medals. Spanning four yep. Olympic competitions from 2004 to 2016 before he had the incident in Rio.
Or was that Lochte? Is it Phelps? Ryan Lochte?
I would have said you were correct when you said
Ryan
Michael Phelps.
Lochte?
It is Ryan Lochte.
Okay. My yes. bad. I thought you were doing the Tom Brady thing and you were like, gotta respect Michael
no.
Phelps and read all his accolades.
Dude smoked weed. We don't have to respect him.
Yeah. He's a bad guy.
As soon as the
God, they made him a villain.
As soon as the marijuana entered his lips, all respect went out of mine.
Oh my God. And it wasn't even like, he never failed the drug test. It was just a picture.
I don't even think he smoked weed right. I don't think he inhaled.
I think he just took the picture. You know, he was a poser.
Oh, that's a cool bong.
Can I take a pic with it?
August 3rd, 1994, another football player, Baltimore, Maryland. 27 years old today, running back who was selected 10th overall in the 2015 NFL draft by the St. Louis Rams. He then went on to become the St. Louis.
Todd
Gurley? It is Todd Gurley, yeah.
Yeah. Boom.
Good work. Proud of you on that one.
Maybe on this third run through the birthdays, I won't be as stupid. I didn't know Martha Stewart, so we're off to a bad start.
I don't think you'll get that guy. No offense to you. It's just.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you have gotten Tony Bennett?
Tony Bennett is the coach of Virginia?
No, different Tony Bennett.
Oh, the no.
The pop
the singer.
The 95-year-old singer who's still
yeah.
alive?
Yeah.
Would you have gotten him?
No, okay. But I know who Tony Bennett is, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no chance Fair I'm enough. Pulling that name, but I know who Tony Bennett is, yeah.
August 3rd, 1999, Draper, Utah, 22 years old today, quarterback who gained wide recognition during his collegiate career with the Brigham Young University Cougars. He was then selected second overall in the 2021 NFL draft by the New York Jets.
I hate my brain. I could do it all day.
Pretty
if,
boy.
If I know. He took the picture. He's the frat guy. His name. Oh, my dear God. It's Zach Wilson.
There you go.
About called him Zachary Taylor.
August 3rd, 1989, another quarterback here, Hampton, Virginia, 32 years old today. Quarterback known for his dual threat capabilities.
Aaron Rodgers.
Once the
32. Russell Wilson.
He was once the 2010 ACC Player of the Year at Virginia Tech.
Ooh.
And he was a sixth-round pick White. By the Baltimore Ravens in 2011. He then was signed with the Buffalo Bills, and he is currently going to probably be
Tyrod
the
Taylor.
Starter in Houston, Texas.
It's Tyrod Taylor.
Yes.
Like that Pat – what Virginia school did you
West,
say?
West Virginia.
Yeah.
I said Virginia Tech. West Virginia
was
is
Pat
where
White.
Pat White played.
Yeah. I heard mobile quarterback West Virginia –
You did not hear West Virginia.
I didn't, but I heard of Virginia school. Shut up. God.
Oh, fair enough. I think that might be all we got.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. Clicking
so our first
here.
Day, I honestly have a memory of, I think, birthdays the first day. I think we made a joke about Tom Brady being one of the first birthdays that we did,
mm-hmm.
and I was upset about
oh,
it.
Oh, here we go. Here we
now
go.
Now you made it happen two years in a row.
Here's a couple of coaches we can do real quick before we end.
Okay.
August 3rd, 1971, Rome, Georgia, 50 years old today, football coach, who served as defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, LSU Tigers, and Auburn War Eagles / Tigers. He then served as the head coach for the University of Florida from 2011 to 2014, and in 2016, he then became the
Urban
coach
Meyer.
Of South Carolina.
No. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Florida. In what years?
He's the guy who has the same name as me and said it's really nice to see everyone have a sad face in Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, that's old Will Muschamp.
It is Will Muschamp.
Muschamp. I forgot about his stupid stint in Florida.
And real quick, we'll sprint through these last two coaches. This one's an NBA coach, August 3rd, 1964, Raleigh, North Carolina, 57 years old today. NBA, former NBA guard for the Seattle Supersonics from 86 to 1998. He then served as the head coach for the Sonics from 2000 to 2005, and then the Portland Trailblazers from 2005 to 2012, and most recently took the Atlanta Hawks to the conference finals. NM. What about former Texas A&M head coach and former also Arizona head coach? He was the coach when Manziel was there. That's
Jimbo Fisher.
That's Kevin Solomon. Someone. The other guy was Nate McMillan. This has been Overtime.
God.
Birthday extravaganza. We'll see you tomorrow.
Worst day of my life.
Bad one.